What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we got those phone calls, we were talking about this new paradigm where instead of looking at the real world and discerning what's going on, we're basically getting it all filtered and fed to us through our personal electronic devices. And it's a way of just putting blinders on us all. And if you have to be my age to remember what blinders are for. You put them on a horse so they're not distracted by something they ought not to be looking at. And that's what these electronic devices are. They're the modern human version of the blinder, that you only get to see what your masters want you to see. And that means we're living in a soft dictatorship. All right, we have more callers on the line. Stuart in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how's it going? Just in response to Joe, I had a few sites, maybe he was not, and of course other people they may not be aware of that are my top sites. It's, of course, paulcraigroberts.org.
Yes, yes. Well,
that's a great site. You know, there's the Saker, who sometimes he doesn't update it as much, but it's good to keep an eye on it. The Saker is the Saker, SAKER.IS.
Yes.
They have some good stuff. Of course, there's globalresearch.ca, UNZ.com, UNZ.com. That's a good one. And kind of like the Drudge, I could go through a whole list, but I'll just a couple of more. One good site, which is kind of like an advanced Drudge report, is Information Clearinghouse. And that's .info, informationclearinghouse.info. And
yes.
Veterans Today has some stuff, good stuff sometimes. Sometimes they seem a little off the wall.
You've got to be careful. That's one of the websites where one of the guys who's running it has been outed as an intelligence asset. So you got to be careful on that
stuff?
One.
Talking about Gordy?
Yeah,
I know. Russian Insider is very good. They have a lot of good stuff.
That's a good one.
And then on, I like to go to Sputnik News, you know, when I just need to find out the latest what's going on. That's a good
yes.
one. Fort Russ, RUSS, that's a good one.
Yes.
And
yes.
Not to take up too much time, on YouTube, Red Elephants has good stuff. I don't know. He's worried about getting thrown off there, so who knows? You may have to go to BitChute. And the Duran. Duran always has some good stuff. They have a lot of good insights. So, and I'll just finish with that, and I don't want to take up the whole show. So
okay.
Anyway, Mike, good luck with your move. You're in a better place.
Yeah, I think so. I'm starting to really think so. Okay, well, Stuart, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Websites. I'm going along with what Joe said. He said your callers were intelligent. Well, I believe that our being callers in general, most of the time, are very intelligent. And you made the remarks that, it may be a government agent and something like that. That is true. That happened. But
yes.
if a caller is so stupid and has such little discernment, they're going to believe anything anyhow. And I don't think... Mike, that you have a corner on the truth, and there's listeners out there that know things, maybe in the area of their expertise, and it's very, very valuable. There's more than RBN. Now, I'll give you one site. If I only had one site in the world, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, Fred.
Now,
Fred,
I've got 500 down.
Fred, I've what? Never claimed to be the sole font of truth, okay? Let's just get that cleared up.
Good.
All right.
Good. All right. If I only had one website, this is what I'm going to give it out. But I cover all kinds of websites. and I get led down some paths, but after a while, I figure it out. And my website, if I only had one, is amazingdiscoveries.org. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Fred. Well, it doesn't sound like it's a political website. In fact, it sounds more like, I'll have to take a look at that. So let's bring up a web page and say amazingdiscoveries.com. And discoveries.com. Remember Amazing Stories? Steven Spielberg science fiction series. I got to work on that when I was a kid. All right, well, Amazing Discoveries. Oh, he said it was a .org. I hate this laptop. Yes, here we go. And I got to tell you, Windows 10, I'm not impressed. And let's see. So what is in here? AmazingDiscoveries.org. God's Educational Plan for the Last Days. All right, well, I think that tells us all that we need to know about this website. So getting on back to other things. So we've already talked to Fred in Iowa, and phone lines are empty. So getting on back here to science and health issues, you have probably seen in the news recently about how there are deaths being associated with vaping. Now, vaping, if you're not already aware of it, is the use of these electronic cigarettes. And by electronic cigarettes, they're basically delivery systems for nicotine. Some of it's flavored. They're electrically powered. Some of them even recharge off a USB port. And when they first came along, they were considered healthier than regular tobacco cigarettes, which did not please the tobacco companies. So lately we've had all of these horror stories about people who've just died from vaping. And at first I was wondering if this is just a propaganda campaign by the tobacco companies, and maybe it is. Maybe they're taking advantage of it. But there is another factor. Apparently, black market providers have penetrated the vaping industry. And there are electronic cigarettes out there that are black market devices tainted with impure, illicit substances. So you have to be careful. And of course, it's all bad for you anyway. YouTube has been hit with a $170 million penalty for collecting data on kids. And apparently Google is accused of secretly selling user info. And right now, this is the good news. More than 30 states are looking at an antitrust probe. And I think it would be very good to see these tech giants that dominate and control and filter all of social media. I'd like to see them broken up. I'd like to see there emerge a new system, and would probably going to talk about this tomorrow, where we go back to peer-to-peer. We go back to the original model of the internet, which is all of our computers are talking to everybody else's computers, and there are no gateways, there are no filters, there's no central command point to decide what gets through and what does not get through. Because that's when DARPA designed the DARPANET, that's how it was designed. It was designed to literally survive a nuclear war and keep working. And the engineering specification was that DARPANET could lose one-third of its entire structure, and the remaining two-thirds would still be working. And it was a wonderful time. And yes, it was a little bit of wild, wild west out there. But now they're trying to force us all to basically look into our little devices and look at the world according to Google, look at the world according to YouTube, look at the world according to Facebook. And I don't want to look at the world according to somebody else. I'm curious. I'm self-directed. I'll decide what I want to look at. Anyway, let's take another phone call here from John in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, welcome to the mainland. You are only 150 miles from me now, so we might meet in person at some point.
Okay, we might. Well, one of the reasons I did want to come here to the mainland is I do get invited to speaking engagements, but nobody's ever able to come up with the airfare from Hawaii.
Okay.
So now I'm located here in the heartland, and just about anywhere in the continental United States is just a 1 or 2 hour plane flight away.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm close to Nashville, and that place is booming, so that's not far for you.
Nope.
No. I wanted to stick with your point, what you were saying about blinders, because
yes.
I thought this was very interesting. I mean, a lot of the guys were listening off. There's all these Russian websites now. Now, we have to admit, just a few years ago, were we not just all enthralled with Russia Today, and we all thought that Abby Martin was going to break out 9/11 truth, or somebody was going to...
Yes.
Like, we all thought Russia Today was hitting the third rail. But I got to tell you something, man. When Jesse Ventura started doing his own shows on there,
yep.
I mean, that guy was a Navy SEAL. I mean, don't
yes.
tell me that guy's not a government asset. So the funny thing is, I was with a guy this weekend, and he wanted to watch on YouTube, like, 1987 WrestleMania 3 with Macho Man Randy Savage and the guy from Hawaii. Was that Superfly or whatever?
You mean Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, it wasn't The Rock. It was the guy from Hawaii. I don't know, James Superfly something, maybe? But
James Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, that's who it was. And he ended up upsetting Macho Man. But the thing is, Jesse Ventura was ringside calling the match. And now, in my older year, I mean, I'm totally jaded about professional sports. I think it's all fixed in Vegas. All of it is. We've seen...
Yes.
NFC championships blown by referee. We've seen it all, and it's all gambling. So I'm listening, and I didn't want to watch this match anyway. I could really care less about wrestling back in the 80s. But I'm listening
yeah.
to him, and I'm like, he's calling a fake match. This whole thing is fixed. The referee got knocked out, you know, so there wasn't a three
yeah.
count. I mean, the guy got thrown out of the ring. The stuff was so bad. But Jesse Ventura was a color man for it. And then, like I said, now all it's Ron Paul people. We all got excited about Russia Today. Well, now today we still hear Patriot people going to Russian news sites. How do they not know it's still the blinders? The Russian sites are giving us only what the government wants us to hear so they can have a managed society.
Well,
because Russia
that's
Today
what,
never... Put, yeah, go ahead.
John. That's why you have to go to a selection of sites and see what makes sense. Now, as far as Jesse Ventura is concerned, I mean, he's always been about Jesse Ventura. You know, he had his wrestling career. He had his movie career. We even had him on our show for a while. And now he's doing Russia Today. And is he being influenced? Probably. But that doesn't mean Russia Today is not worth looking at for other information that it provides. Take it on a case-by-case basis. Don't get in here and say, this website good, that website bad. You have to just look at what's being presented to you on a case-by-case basis and make your own evaluation. Trust your own analytical abilities.
Well, I agree. I'm just saying that, I mean, as much truth as people like us are getting out there, if they wanted to expose, I mean, Russia Today's got a big enough audience. To educate
yes.
people, and if we wanted to crush the Federal Reserve or get the 9/11 truth out there and put stuff out there that nobody can refute, it could have been done by now. But you can see there's still it's still that rat poison. It's still 90% good food, but 10% rat poison, which is they bring you up to the line, but then they say, oh, not do anything about it. I mean, again, like Larry Klayman the guy at the Judicial Watch now, Tom Fitton, he's all tied up and not James Comey's not arrested. It's like none of these guys are ever going to get arrested. You know?
Well, we keep up the pressure, and at some point, something cracks, and it starts
to come apart. I agree. I hope so. It's like I said, though, like you said, you're right. Have our own analytics, but sometimes we can see they're still putting blinders on us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Sometimes they won't hit the third rail. I thought Abby Martin was going to drop all kinds of 9/11 bombs, and she didn't do it.
Yeah, I thought Abby Martin was going to do it, but, you know, she's got a good gig, and she doesn't want to lose it. And I'm trying to think of the other lady who just got let go from Fox News, and she's concerned she's going to be fired.
Well, and another point about Jesse Ventura, doesn't he proudly boast that he lives half of the year in Mexico? I mean, what kind of patriot does that? I'm just escaping the taxes. Well, I mean, seriously, but all the other people that say what you say, they stay in the States. So the taxes are obnoxious, I get it, but Jesse, you're more of an actor than a patriot to me. That's what I see. I don't like that.
All right, your point is taken there, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First off, I want to welcome you to the heartland, you and Claire. Thank God
you're here
in the heartland and not in Hawaii. That's a disaster waiting to happen. I think Hawaii is. But I wanted to talk about red flag laws and this new thing, this social credit score they're trying to tie with these red flag laws. I don't quite understand it, but at the same time, I kind of get it, where they're going to monitor everything and then implement these red flags red flag laws, you know, on your posting and everything. Has me a little scared, and I don't think Donald Trump should be going along with this. And if he does go with this, and I know Ivanka, his daughter, has his ear with this, I don't think this is a good thing. I think my question is, if this is implemented, will his entire base turn against him? Because I sure will, if this is implemented.
I think he's losing his base already. I think he's losing his base. And the problem with the red flag laws, and even with this whole security credit score, which is apparently the coming thing, there are businesses who are doing this now, it's all arbitrary. There's no fixed set of rules. There is no constitution you can go to and say, what are the rules by which all of this is being done? And that is the biggest danger of all of it. There are no rules. You know, it's anybody anywhere can say, oh, I'm very concerned about this person having a gun, and they come take your guns. No due process, no Fifth Amendment, no Second Amendment. And again, another indicator that we are, in fact, living in a dictatorship. And it makes us all the victims of anybody we've ever met who doesn't like us. For example, if you park in your driveway and you park so close to your neighbor's yard, he can't mow the grass. Well, he can pick up a phone and say, you know, this guy's got all these guns and he's dangerous. He's a reckless driver. And just, you know, there's no control. There's no restraint.
Do you feel this is how they're going to come? And not door to door, but do you think this is how they're going to confiscate with this social credit score and these red flag laws? Is that the gun confiscation that everybody's worried about?
I think they're going to try and implement that. The problem is we've had these recent shootings where these guys weren't supposed to have firearms anyway, and they still got them. And let's be very honest here, okay? If you want a gun, if you know anything about machining and woodwork and chemistry, you can build a firearm. And I know because when I was a kid, I did it, okay? And so if you ban all the guns, you're going to have another situation like Chicago where the gangs are just smuggling in the weapons and selling them on the streets.
I agree. That's all I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. Mike. I hope you and Claire have a great day. And again, welcome to the Heartland.
Thank you very much, here. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, wait a minute. We got to take a break for commercials, Tom. Okay, hang on, Tom. We got to take a break for commercials.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, what is on your mind today?
Yes, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, you know, yesterday Dustin called back in and he used a word that I don't like. It's like, to me, it's like a cuss word, the word hate. I don't hate nobody. I think Dustin's an all right person. I think he's an all right guy. I have no bitter. I don't have nothing bad to say about Dustin other than the fact his politics may be a little different than mine. But the fact of the matter is, and look, if Dustin were to run for a political office in New Jersey, I'll donate him $25 to start his campaign off. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what I got to say to Dustin. I have no problem with Dustin. He seems like an all right guy. Now, the reason I'm calling you is about what I saw again today on TV. On OAN, One America News, was talking about these illegal kids. All these Democrats keep saying they're in cages and all that. Well, there's 900 kids that have measles and mumps. I thought that was eradicated, but evidently, Michael, we have diseases coming in here. And the people, this thing about the people who have been released into this country, that you don't know what they are carrying. They're not really getting thoroughly screened like they were in Ellis Island, I don't even believe. And
nope,
I think
they aren't.
What's going on, huh? I don't believe they're getting screened as properly as they should. Maybe the kids are, but I don't think the adults are. I mean, tuberculosis and all this. So that in itself, in California, Arizona, Texas, I mean, all these border states, they're going to be wiped out, either politically or who knows other way they'll be wiped out. But it's not looking good, Michael. It really doesn't look good.
So, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, first of all, you have to look at the large number of these illegal immigrants who are sneaking across the border, who are never intercepted by the Border Patrol. And they just walk on into the cities and they merge in with the general population. And yes, we now have diseases in this country that have previously been eradicated. Scabies is out of control. Mumps and measles are out of control. There's been at least one case of bubonic plague. That's the Black Death, for those of you who don't remember that. And of course, there's a growing concern about African migrants who are potentially could bring Ebola to this country.
Exactly. I mean, that's my point. I mean, and all these Democrats, they keep talking about gun control, the green. Look, Michael, the Green New Deal that all these Democrats keep talking about, why would they keep talking about it if they're keeping in all these illegals to come in here? They're wanting cars. How many cars are going to be on the road? How much more consumption do you have for toilet paper and all the products that you're going to need, the plastics you're going to make for all these millions of more people that keep coming here? And they keep talking about a Green New Deal? Are you kidding me?
No, it's just an excuse to spend more money and to control your lives. And the Democrats aren't really going to implement any of these plans. The promises made during campaign season are they're worthless. They're utterly, utterly worthless. And what's really going on is they're pushing that open borders agenda. They're pushing more draconian control over our lives in order to bring about this new world order, which is going to be this soft dictatorship everybody's talking about.
You're absolutely right, Michael. And you know, I look at the fact of the matter with these people is they're all going to have kids, offspring. Their kids are going to want cars. They're going to want houses. They're going to have to have toilet paper, soap, all these plastics. I mean, and they can't talk about a new Green Deal. What criminals these Democrats really are. Their criminal attitude that they have. Like the one caller you had, and they've never done nothing to Comey or Clapper or Brennan. Those people should be locked up and put in jail and the keys thrown away. They have committed the biggest conspiracy coup that's probably ever happened in this country.
I'll settle for a good coat of tar and feathers. It's more traditional. And run them out of town on a rail.
Agreed.
Use a redwood rail. The splinters are really long. So, yeah, none of it really makes sense. If you sit back and you look at what's actually being done, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. It is just election year grandstanding, and they're just pandering to get as many votes as they can get. And, you know, now they're on climate change. And of course, they're still pandering to those illegal immigrants who they're going to get registered to vote and vote even though they're not supposed to.
Well, you know, Michael, one more thing I can leave you with this thought. I know a couple of Haitian guys that I was working with, and you know what they told me? They would have never, ever in their life dreamed about owning a car in Haiti. They never would have dreamed about any of the stuff that they, when it came to Miami or South Florida, they never dreamed the stuff they could actually get a hold of, okay? But when they're in Haiti, they never had an opportunity to have all that stuff. They come here, and it's like a mecca to them. I mean, you can get a car. You got to pay for it. You got to get a job. But just think about these countries that these people come up. They never had nothing. Look at Venezuela. They had something. Now they don't have nothing. Most of the people over there can't even get medicine. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
and that's what a Democratic Party is.
Warfare. Yeah.
Exactly. That's all I got to say. And like I said, I have no problem with Dustin. I think he's an all right guy. And that's what I want him to know. He don't have to use that word that he used yesterday when you were on your show about H-A-T-E. I don't believe in that. I may not like you, I disagree with you, but I don't have to use that word. I mean, that's not a good word to use. I can have
a
disagreement.
I absolutely agree.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go here. And we are coming up on yet another commercial break here. And when we come on back, we're going to be talking again about social media and this push to control everything we're exposed to for political and commercial intent. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Would help if I unmuted the microphone. And get my clock back. I'll be so glad when I get my regular setup back. Okay, we're talking about the blinders, if you will. We're talking about how the lords of social media have now taken it upon themselves to decide for you what you will see and what you will not see. A lot of it is political. A lot of conservatives are being shut down in silence. But there's also commercial intent there. And apparently Facebook, if you do a search for information on vaccines, it will direct you to so-called educational sites, okay, meaning the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, various other pharmaceutical companies. This is also going to apply to Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Now, there is a direct conflict of interest here. The CDC is not part of the U.S. government. It is a private corporation, and they own patents on something like 30 different vaccines. And that's why every year the CDC comes on out and it makes that list of mandatory vaccines longer and longer and longer, because they're making money off of it. And they don't want you to know that the vaccines may not be effective. They don't want you to know the vaccines could actually be harmful. They just want your money. And so clearly they have come into some kind of an arrangement with these social media companies to make sure that people searching for information on the efficacy and safety of vaccines aren't able to get that information. You're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to know. Just accept the needle and all will be well. And again, it's just this soft dictatorship. Alrighty, so let me just do this and do this. All right. Okay, Dorian is drenching the Carolinas. Apparently, it is now running right along the coast of North Carolina. It will eventually put out to sea a little bit later tonight, but this was a bad one. They're only just now starting to get photos and videos out of the Bahamas. The place was just scraped bare, absolutely scraped bare, and I feel bad for them. And it's a natural disaster. And the fact of the matter is that wherever you live, there's going to be something like that that can happen. And you should be prepared for it. I mean, when we were living in Hawaii, it was volcanoes and tsunamis and hurricanes. People in California, they're dealing with earthquakes. Here in Indiana, they've got tornadoes. So you have to basically do an assessment of your situation and prepare for it. Be prepared. Motto of the Boy Scouts, be prepared. Okay, more about the social credit score. And I find that terribly, terribly intrusive. I really do. Because it basically says that if you're not behaving exactly like the people who are doing the social credit scores behave, that you're going to be in trouble. And the problem with that is we're all unique individuals. And we're already in a situation right now. Somebody did a poll and discovered that 70% of college students who are conservatives will not talk about their politics because they're concerned it will adversely affect their grades. And that is a far cry from colleges. I knew it, where everybody was allowed to express their ideas in a free and open forum. So apparently Amazon Echo and Apple Watch are going to use the social credit score to determine who can buy a gun. We knew they were going to tie that. But again, the system isn't going to work. This guy down in Odessa wasn't supposed to have a gun. He'd already been banned from having a gun, and he still got one. Anyway. Apparently, Trump is moving forward with his plans to keep 8,600 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, America's longest-running war outside of Korea. We're stretched too thin all across the globe. Another little story here. Veterans have finally turned on America's endless wars. I think after a while that would definitely happen. Jussie Smollett is back in the news. And his lawyers have come out with this really kind of bizarre rationale for why Jussie Smollett should be allowed to just go free. They're saying that even if Jussie Smollett lied about being attacked in a hate crime, the police are at fault for believing him and taking him too seriously. The police should have known it was a hoax. A bit out there here. And the Trump administration is considering the social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. They'll spend a lot of money. They'll disarm a lot of law-abiding citizens. And the crazies will get through. And if you really think about it, mass shootings are actually a very rare occurrence. I mean, they're certainly fanned out by the corporate media. Oh, look, we've had a mass shooting. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. Well, what about this, you know, 24-car pileup over here on the freeway? Ah, that's nothing. Okay. How about this stabbing death over here? Nah, I mean, we don't want to do that. You know, how about this doctor who was deliberately poisoning his own patients? Ah, well, maybe a little interesting, but we want blood. We want bullets. So they're coming for the guns, as it were. Anyways, I was saying before, wherever you live, there's going to be something that could cut loose and seriously inconvenience your life. And back in 1815, there was a volcanic eruption that actually blocked the sun for an entire year, causing global crop failures and famine. And of course, it's only a matter of time before it happens again. This was Mount Tambora in Indonesia. And it was 100 times stronger than the eruption at Mount St. Helens. A lot of people still very, very nervous about Yellowstone, which apparently is rumbling and grumbling deep underground here. And again, the lawyers for Giselle Maxwell, Epstein's madam, are saying that hundreds of names will be revealed in the upcoming records dump. Everybody is getting nervous. I agree with that caller yesterday. I'm surprised Maxwell is still alive. I really, really, really am. Okay. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We had a caller in yesterday who was talking about how India and Russia are ditching the dollar. Now, this social credit score thing is really getting out of hand. And apparently, the Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection Agency is now saying that it can legally access your phones and computers at ports of entry to determine if there's any subversive content which might impact on national security. Now, of course, subversive content, that's a subjective designation. What's subversive to one person may not be subversive to another. But apparently, those seeking entry to the United States can be turned back, put on an airplane back to their country of origin based on how a border control agent perceives what he sees on the electronic media. Good reason to make sure those darn things are erased before you get on that plane here. Yeah, Biden keeps doing more and more of these gaffes. I think he's self-destructing. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Glad you know, you were successful in your move, okay? Hope everything goes
yes.
Good. Hey, listen, I'm talking about this social credit garbage now that... Even Alex Jones called for Trump's impeachment if he pushes this, and I agree. I hope these people who keep on saying just go with the plan and think that Trump is on our side, whatever, whoever us are, understand that this man is a liar. At
yep.
best, you can say the gutless worm, okay, who caves into whoever puts a little, leans in it a little bit. I think it's... His daughter basically is pushing him on this.
Yes.
This guy is a disgrace as a president. He's a disgrace as a human being. All right. And I think these people who are looking up to him and even trying to hold him metaphysically as some kind of a god or something like that, these people ought to have their head examined. Now, if he tries to pull something like this, first of all, this is completely unconstitutional. This is a private company.
Yes.
Monarchy. Now, I just want to say something. Anybody who still has Alexa on, I disconnected mine already. You got to be crazy. The other thing is, if you get an Apple Watch, you got to be nuts. All right? I keep my phone in the other room when I go to bed, when I go to sleep. I don't take it with me all over the place, all right? For the various reasons, one, radiation purposes. I don't think it's good for you to have it on your body at all times. I don't trust, I don't trust the government, and I don't trust these tech companies who need to be broken up. And people who go and say that, oh, well, it's their private company. You know, I don't care if they're private or not. I'm not, first of all, I'm not a libertarian. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I believe at times there is a need for interference with these companies. I believe they need to be broken up at times. Teddy Roosevelt understood that years back. FDR understood that also. And even Eisenhower understood it. So, I mean, you know, this nonsense that they should be able to just be able to get away with what they want to get away with is absolute garbage. They need to be broken up.
I agree.
And we need to get people in charge in this country who know what they're doing. Now, again, I'm still supporting Tulsi Gabbard. I understand now she's 8% in Iowa, despite the fact that they're keeping her off the debate stage. I think people are getting wise to the fact about her being pushed off the debate stage. And I'm sharing everything I can about her. The radical independent, this guy who's just what he says he is, a radical independent, is pushing her very, very heavily right now on online. And of course, YouTube is giving them a hard time. They're demonetizing them and everything else. It's not just that, they're not just doing it to conservatives. They're doing it to anybody that doesn't go along with the program. Like people like Jimmy Dore, they're doing it to. They're doing it to another very big supporter of Tulsi, Nico House. They serve the establishment. They serve NATO. This is why the Atlantic Council is behind them, right? This is they're part of the military industrial complex. And people gotta understand it. And we need to take a stand. And we need to make Trump understand he will have zero chance of getting reelected. Zero chance if he pushes this thing. I believe he'll probably back down at the last minute because I think he wants to be reelected. What concerns me is if he does get reelected somehow, that he might all bets might be off at that point. He knows he doesn't have to worry about being reelected again, and there's no telling what this clown will do. This guy is bad news. People gotta understand it.
He could be loose cannon on deck during his second term.
Yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, the Democrats are so bad. I just don't know. So I don't know what to do as far as that goes. The only hope I see is Tulsi, or possibly, now I'm hearing some possibility of Jesse Ventura uniting with, Cynthia McKinney, and forming a third party there. Now, that sounds promising. Those two would be excellent. Okay?
Yes.
They're not too far left. They're not too far right. They're right there. They both believe in the Constitution, and they're both strong in the Second Amendment, too. So I really think that would be, some kind of a hope for us. But I don't know, Mike. I'll leave it to you. You know what I mean? You know more than I do.
Well, I really do think the only way we're going to get out of the current mess is for the whole thing to come crashing down. There's simply too much corruption, too much greed, and everybody who's inside the system, everybody who's inside the deep state, they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep things going on exactly the way they are right now because it works for them. And I know there's a lot of talk out there about armed revolution. I don't agree with it. But on the other hand, I don't see this country able to go on the way it is. And we're either going to have an economic crash, which will lead to a social dissolution, or we're going to actually get into a shooting war with somebody that we are going to lose. And I know logic behind the military-industrial complex is we're going to spend a bunch of money and we're going to have a bunch of impressive-looking weapons and nobody will dare mess with us. But the bottom line is at some point, somebody just might. And as soon as they realize those weapons really aren't as good as they look or cost, it'll really be on.
If they push us too hard, Mike, I think they will be. They'll almost surely be a civil war because the American people, you're now in middle America, you're no longer in Hawaii. I mean, I know you know that. It's totally different philosophy. People are, middle America armed to the teeth. They're not going to just let themselves
I really have not had a chance to talk to too many people around here just yet. Although I'll be very honest, I went down to this liquor store, and the signs all over the outside were just funny as all heck. They had one that said, our hurricane plan, step one, grab a beer, step two, run. And all kinds of other things about, you know, 911 takes half an hour to get here. The speed of a 357 is, you know, 4,000 feet a second. And
right,
just all that kind of stuff.
That's the way it is in this state, too. But more even, I think, of a gun culture and more conservative even, where you're living in Indiana. So, you know, like I said, they better, you know, people need to get ready, prepare. I
agree. Okay, Mark, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Paulus in Buffalo, Wyoming. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I'm a first-time caller, monthly donor to RBM, and I wanted to say this is the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of when I started listening to you. It was September 5th of last year. I just noticed that when I called in and had the idea to call in. This is the first time I've ever called in to you or any other radio station ever in my life. I'm 70 years old. And
well, happy birthday.
I'm probably a bit nervous. But what I wanted to talk about, I wrote some notes down because I am nervous. But I wanted to speak to you. I've been wanting to tell you for a long time about Walter Russell.
Yes.
And then secondly, some new trends I've seen with the Trump regarding the wars and central banking, which are really interesting. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, I did private intelligence for the LaRouche Organization. I'm sure you've heard of him. He passed away.
Oh, yes, I have. I have.
Earlier this year, I did private security for him and worked with him in a lot of campaigns during the Carter administration and Reagan administration. And what we knew then, people are waking up to now because of people like you. I couldn't really talk to anybody about what I knew outside of that organization. And by the way, I'm not with them anymore. I haven't been for, you know, since 1985.
Okay. But
anyway, Walter Russell, hardly anybody has ever heard of this guy. But, you know, you and your wife, Claire, remind me of the ethics that the Russells, meaning Walter Russell and his wife, Lau, L-A-O, Russell, which they practice. And it's so pertinent to politics and economics today. And, you know, you have the kind of character that we need in our public servants today. You know, if
yes.
we had a meritocracy that you know, I've heard you talk about before. And hopefully...
Yeah.
That's not too far off into the future. Let's be positive. Anyway, Walter Russell has been a catalyst for positive change and development in the quality of my thinking. And I've noticed that you've been a little bit down for quite a while because I know you've been under so much pressure moving from Hawaii. And even before that, everything you're doing, again, is so much appreciated. But... This guy, and you being an atheist, would be particularly intrigued with the accomplishments that this man had. He lived from 1870s to 1960s.
Okay, Paulus, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.